Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Anxiety Aid, your daily dose of quick saves for our overwhelmed minds. Today, we're diving into a topic that's buzzing more than ever. Technology and its impact on our mental health. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of your hand? Like you can't go 5 minutes without checking it? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly you're comparing yourself to everyone else, feeling a little inadequate? Yeah, me too. And that, my friends, is just one tiny example of how technology can be a double-edged sword. Now, before you go tossing your phone into the nearest lake, don't worry, I won't tell, let's unpack this together. Because while technology can definitely contribute to anxiety, stress, and feelings of overwhelm, it can also be an incredible tool for managing these very things. So buckle up, because today we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate the digital world with a calmer, more centered mind. Firstly, awareness is key. The first step is acknowledging how technology affects you. Are you constantly checking notifications? Do you feel anxious when you're offline? Recognizing these patterns is crucial because it allows us to make conscious choices about our tech use. Imagine technology as a tool like a hammer. It can be used to build something amazing, or it can be used to bash your thumb. It all depends on how you wield it. Secondly, set boundaries, people. This doesn't mean deleting every app and becoming a digital hermit, although if that works for you, go for it. It means setting specific times for checking social media, turning off notifications when you're working or spending time with loved ones, and designating tech-free zones in your home. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone barge into your personal space whenever they felt like it, right? So why treat your digital space any differently? Thirdly, curate your content. Social media can be a beautiful thing, connecting with friends, sharing experiences, learning new things. But it can also be a breeding ground for comparison and negativity. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something valuable. And follow the ones that leave you feeling drained or inadequate. Remember, your feed should reflect the kind of person you want to be, not the person you think you should be. Fourthly, embrace mindfulness. When you're feeling overwhelmed by technology, take a moment to step back and reconnect with yourself. Practice deep breathing exercises, go for a walk in nature, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts and feelings. Mindfulness is like hitting the refresh button on your mind. It helps you clear the clutter and regain control over your mental space. Finally, remember that technology is a tool, not a master. It's up to us to decide how we use it. By setting boundaries, curating our content, practicing mindfulness, and being aware of its impact, we can harness the power of technology while protecting our mental well-being. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. I know her through a local running group. She's awesome. Sarah used to be glued to her phone, constantly scrolling, comparing herself to others, and feeling anxious when she was offline. She felt like technology was controlling her life, rather than the other way around. Then, one day, she decided to make a change. She set boundaries for herself, turned off notifications during work hours, and started using meditation apps to manage stress. She also discovered a love for hiking, which helped her disconnect from technology and reconnect with nature. Now, Sarah feels more balanced, confident, and in control of her life. So remember, you don't have to be a tech wizard or a mindfulness guru to take charge of your digital well-being. Start small, experiment with different strategies, and find what works best for you. Let's recap. Awareness is key. Set boundaries, curate your content, embrace mindfulness, and remember that technology is a tool, not your master. Take action today. Choose one strategy from this episode and put it into practice. Tell me about your experience in the comments or share your thoughts on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Anxiety Aid for more daily doses of calm in our chaotic world. Until next time, stay awesome, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.